This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 30 companies are set with initial public offerings of stock this week alone, including language learning app Duolingo and Dole, as in pineapples. An odd one is Robinhood, which is set to start trading today but hasn't quite yet. The company priced its new stock at $38. That's at the low end of predictions. Robinhood is a stock trading system charging no commission, favoring people starting out with their stock picking and with those who, informed by chat online, try to show up the Wall Street titans. Let's go deeper with Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Morning.
Good morning, David.
Why is Robinhood, in a sense, an outlier?
The public offering itself is unusual in a couple of ways. They're setting aside a large chunk of the shares for their own customers, people who trade on Robinhood. And there are some technical things about the offering that make it very tricky. For example, in most IPOs, the insiders, the founders and the venture capitalists who have really cheap stock because they bought it a while ago, they don't get to sell for 6 months. It allows the market to stabilize. But in Robinhood, a lot of them can sell right away. They can go out the back door while new investors come in the front door.
So some democratizing, people who'd normally not get a piece of this right away are getting a piece of this, but the big dogs also get to play without a lockup period.
Yeah, so this is posited as democratization. We're going to let the individual investors in. You have to wonder, is that because they love their customers, or is that because they need their customers to buy the stock in order for the IPO to work? When somebody comes to give me something that I'm not usually getting, I always wonder why they picked me. Do I just look like a sucker?
Well, we'll see. Still, this model that Robinhood is pursuing, you think it'll spread?
I don't think the IPO technique is going to be that popular. There are no big advantages to the company. There are no real big advantages to the investors. I think it's a little bit of a gimmick.
And what's with all the IPOs here in late July, early August? I mean, before COVID, I wouldn't say launching a new stock was outré, but it didn't seem quite as in.
Yeah, we've gone through a period where going public was very much out of style. Founders were told lots of ugly stories about what it's like to be a public company, so they held off. Now it's as if the dam has broken and we have a flood of IPOs, including from companies where it's amazing they can go public at all. It's a market in which some people are going to make money and a lot of people are going to lose money.
All right. Eric Gordon is a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, David.